Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast, where we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all those things to create a lifestyle that works for you and not your next door neighbor. Because nobody else was made like you, and so why would you do the same thing as somebody else unless it works for you? So thank you so much for joining us today, and let's get started into the episode. Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. Today, I am sharing with you a gut check because I hear this all the time from myself and from a lot of my clients, and it's the fact they are too busy. So something that I want you to think about is instead of saying, I don't have time or I'm too busy, try saying it's not a priority and see how it feels. That's from Mel Robbins. And I really want you to sit in that moment, and I really want you to think, how does that make me feel? Does it make me feel empowered? Does it make me feel like I'm making the wrong decision or the right decision? Or does it give me a freaking gut check? So for me, every time I hear that, especially with something that matters, it hurts. And it hurts really, really bad. And the other thing that happens when we say we're too busy is we're immediately eliminating a choice because it's easy and simple. So once we say we're too busy, our brain just shuts off. We don't have to think about it because it's already turned off, and we don't have time to really think about if we're turning down something that we really want or not, or if it's something that we really, really should do. I truly believe that saying that we are too busy is a form of laziness. Laziness because it eliminates choices when in reality that we should really think through. Oh, I'm too busy for the gym. I'm too busy for healthy foods. I'm too busy to go to the grocery store. I'm too busy to do mindset work. I'm too busy to work with a coach. I'm too busy for my dream life. And it goes on. Instead of really sitting in that uncomfortableness and really growing, we just say we're too busy. And by being too busy, we're instead of making a choice for something better, because better might make us uncomfortable, change or throw away our usual excuses, we'd rather sit in that complacentness of being too busy rather than put ourselves in an opportunity to grow. So I really want you to pause and think today. When you say that you are too busy, is that really the truth? Do you have time to scroll on your phone? Do you have time to watch Netflix? Do you have time to press snooze on that phone whenever you need to be getting up in the morning? Do you have time to just sit around and do nothing? Then you're not too busy. You really, really need to think about what too busy is, or if you are doing the wrong things instead of doing the things that will move your life forward in the direction that you want. So I want you to ponder this today. And instead of saying that I'm too busy or I don't have time, I want you to say that it's not a priority and then really feel into how that feels. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Being Apologetically You Radio, and I'll see you guys next week. See, hear, you get the drill. Dudes and dudettes, I hope you really enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to review us on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and, of course, provides us feedback that we need to make the show better. You can also follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You Radio, or you can follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. We would love to see you tag us and share us on Instagram or Facebook of you listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode.